Welcome to Patching Democracy. This is a very short introduction to applications like the German Wahl-O-Mat and why we might not need to hack democracy. In this talk, I will demonstrate how we can improve elections and political education everywhere thanks to free and open source software. Let's start with some depressing numbers. Researchers of the Friedrich Ebert Foundation found that less than half of our society is satisfied with the way our democracy works. In parts of Germany, this drops even further to about a third. Even worse, many people seem to believe that it doesn't make a difference which parties form the government. What happens in our society, especially what happened since the beginning of the pandemic, questions the state our democracy is in. Is it broken? It's true that it generally fails to make everyone happy. And to be fair, that's somewhat the point. But that does not mean it's broken. It's just our implementation of it that is experiencing technical difficulties. My name is Till. I am a designer and web developer, and as such, what I enjoy most is the challenge of making complex concepts easily accessible, preferably with beautiful user interfaces. I believe there are many ways we can improve our society with the help of free and open source software. Since 2019, I've been working on an open source alternative to projects like the German Wahl-O-Mat or the Dutch Stemvisor. These political tools help voters decide for a party and are thereby called voting advice applications. Most people have already seen them in action, but I will quickly go over it so we're on the same page here. Voting advice applications are about 3 decades old now. Let's take a look at the first Wahl-O-Mat from 2002, just for fun. You will see the concept hasn't changed much. You are presented with a sequence of statements or theses. You can choose to approve, reject, or remain neutral to this thesis. If you don't really understand the meaning or the issue behind it, you can also skip a thesis.